Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Today, we join Governor Pritzker as he celebrates the 2022 Illinois State School Report Card and National Assessment of the Education Progress Results. We'll join them now at this live event.
Good afternoon and welcome. My name is Christy Kavanaugh, and I'm the proud principal of Morton West High School. What a sublime feeling it is to stand in front of you today and have the honor of Morton West being recognized for our achievement in the increased graduation rate. Morton West has a great story to tell about our journey that would not be possible without the support of District 201 leaders, teachers, support staff, and of course, our fantastic students and families. You'll hear firsthand some of those stories today. I am a lifelong Mustang since 2000. And I have spent my entire career serving the families and students of District 201 in various capacities and began my journey as principal during the height of the pandemic. To say that this district is special to me is an understatement. It's probably a universal truth, with the exception of one's parents, that teachers have a profound impact on the development and formation of any person in our entire village. I believe that teachers have an instrumental and inspiring effect on improving the lives and society of all seated here today. I have three daughters myself who mean the world to me, and they would not be where they are at today without great teachers. Morton West has great teachers, counselors, and support staff who give their all every day, integrating content, social-emotional learning standards, and creating a positive school environment so that students can build positive relationships. I attribute our gains in school achievement because of this. Collectively, we live it. We have AP and dual language courses and opportunities in the career and technical education, from welding to culinary to auto mechanics. Today in the audience, you will see our video, photography, and journalism students applying the skills they have learned in the classrooms to a real-life setting. Our student services department continues to find ways to respond to the ever-changing needs of our students and creating opportunities to have conversation, educate, and involve our families and our students. The school community partnership is truly a part of life at Morton West. What impact does District 201 have on our students and staff? I am proud to say that Morton West has 90 staff members currently working here who have dedicated their career to our district. Of those, many also were here as students and attended elementary schools. There is a special pride that we carry at Morton West. What is most special about Morton West is our students. There is a vitality to this student body that is unlike any other. Walking the halls, having discussions with students and parents, and witnessing all of the talents is amazing each and every day in our halls. With that said, I would like to introduce Aya Ayad, a sophomore student at Morton West.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Aya Ayad, and I am a sophomore student here at Morton West High School. My experience at Morton West until now has been nothing but exceptional. Morton West has surpassed my expectations and has provided a safe, enriched, and positive environment for me and my fellow students. I am filled with great gratitude to the Morton West administration team. They are here to provide the best education for us students. Morton West continuously encourages all its students, including myself, to not only meet expectations, but to surpass them. granting us great leadership, social, and educational opportunities, such as a wide variety of AP and dual enrollment classes. These classes are open to all students in all grade levels as a way to begin furthering our education as high school students and setting us on the right path for life after high school. Partaking in these opportunities allows students to earn credits early at the college of their choice. There are also many options for students interested in CTE and fine arts. We truly have options for everyone. Morton West surpasses its efforts in making sure each student is provided with a variety of extracurricular activities catering to their interests, backgrounds, and choice, allowing us to be more involved within the accepting and diverse community here. I am in many different clubs, sports, and am the Morton West Student Board Representative. As a school board member, I am responsible to guide, help, and promote student voices. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be able to speak on behalf of my peers and plan to continue doing so. Being a board member allows me to do this in a more powerful and effective way. For guidance and support, we have the support of our staff and faculty throughout our building. They are always there for me and all students whenever we have questions or concerns. Not only does Morton West provide me and the rest of the students a promising future, it promises a present, a welcoming, diverse, accepting, and influential community to be a part of and flourish in, a school I am proud to call mine. Thank you. And it would be a great honor to introduce Governor Pritzker to the podium.
Thank you so much. I'm very impressed. When I was a sophomore in high school, I could not stand up in front of a crowd like this with cameras and do what you just did and do it so articulately. I am constantly in awe of you and your peers and what you've accomplished in the face of really enormous challenges over the last few years, adversity that my generation never experienced at your age, and I really couldn't be prouder to stand here with you today. I want to thank Morton West High School Principal Christy Cavanaugh, the District Superintendent Tim Truesdale, State Superintendent Carmen Ayala, and of course English teacher David Lopez, who you're going to hear from a little bit later, and all of our Morton West educators and students. Thank you for hosting me today. Let me also recognize the elected officials who are sitting behind me. They've joined us, and I want to include especially our leader in the Illinois State Senate, Kimberly Lightford, the majority leader, Senator Karina Villa, Representatives Will Davis and Mike Zaleski, and also I understand that our newly elected IFT president, Dan Montgomery, is here today. Please give everyone that I just mentioned a round of applause. So, you know, to say that these last 2.5 years have been difficult for our teachers and our students would be an understatement. What now seems like lifetimes ago, our educators in Illinois and throughout the nation had to navigate the sudden transition to online learning, all while working to give their students the support and resources they needed to not only thrive but to survive. Schools were closed for the first 2.5 months of the pandemic, and that was the end of the 2019-2020 school year. And then after the summer of 2020, when schools made decisions for themselves about how and when to safely and yet cautiously reopen their doors, teachers faced enormous obstacles. Some students were falling behind in their learning goals. Some students had suffered insurmountable grief and trauma, losing parents, friends, and loved ones. Meanwhile, school attendance was challenged as students and teachers did what they needed to do to stay safe and to stay healthy. In that uncertain environment, our young people endured hours of Zoom classes behind a computer screen, navigated changing family dynamics, and missed special milestones in their young lives. They were coming of age during a time of overwhelming anxiety, and it has tested this generation like no other in my lifetime. One could argue it's a miracle that our state and our nation has seen academic advances in any way, especially the state of Illinois, in the face of this adversity, yet it's not a miracle at all. It's testament to the hard work and dedication of the teachers, students, and parents throughout Illinois who rose to the challenge of these unprecedented times despite the odds against them. The watchword that applies so perfectly to the results we are announcing today is resilience. Every year, our state releases an annual Illinois report card on our public education system, and this year's report card shows great promise. Pessimists take note. Despite all the challenges, Illinois is defying expectations with so many positive developments. Every single demographic group in Illinois experienced accelerated growth in both English language arts and math, outpacing pre-pandemic levels. Our high school students also notched their highest graduation rate in over a decade, largely driven by Black and Hispanic students. For example, here, and you heard this from the principal, here at Morton West High School, from 2019 to 2022, graduation rates increased by more than 5 percentage points, from 80% to 85%. That is tremendous progress. We also saw an optimistic development in our elementary schools. Data recently released in the Nation's report card, issued by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, says that Illinois students scored above the national average in both reading and math in grades 4 and grade 8. While students around the nation experienced setbacks because of the pandemic, Illinois students held steady in their reading skills. This is yet another indication that Illinois is on the right path to learning renewal post-pandemic. And students continued on a positive career trajectory. More students took career and technical education or dual credit courses than ever before, setting them up for the jobs of today and tomorrow. And the 2022 data shows historic highs in college and career readiness, with the percentage of students needing to enroll in remedial classes at Illinois community colleges hitting an all-time low. Meanwhile, Illinois teachers defied the odds, too. In other states, teachers are leaving the profession in droves. Despite the challenges of being frontline workers during the pandemic, our teachers bucked that trend. Our teacher workforce is growing, adding more than 2,500 full-time teachers, including more than 500 Black and Hispanic teachers. And just as critical, Illinois teacher retention hit a 9-year high, with more than 87% of teachers returning to the same school year to year. While the rest of the nation struggles to address their teacher shortages, Illinois is, once again, rising above the rest, with simultaneously strengthening and diversifying our educator pipeline. Our successes in learning renewal have a great deal to do with the distinguished and dedicated efforts of our educators. But I also want to credit our Illinois P20 Council's Learning Renewal Resource Guide, a national model to increase the speed of learning recovery in the wake of COVID-19. The guide has provided a plan for out-of-classroom learning experiences like high-impact tutoring and summer school, new ways to attract high-quality educators, and a guide for improving the mental health of our youth. We have equipped our schools in every corner of the state with the financial and educational resources they need to accelerate academic recovery. We are able to do that thanks to an investment of $7.8 billion in federal and state pandemic relief funds to school districts. And the P20 Council's Learning Guide has given schools best practices that ISBE, the Illinois State Board of Education, has shared all across the state. At the same time, ISB has invested more than $100 million in mental health community partnership grants, supporting the well-being of our staff and students by establishing regional social-emotional learning hubs and helping school districts adopt a trauma-responsive approach, informed by experts at the Lurie Children's Hospital. The recovery from learning loss is not over. We're still in recovery. Quite the contrary, chronic absenteeism is still a substantial problem here in Illinois and also throughout the nation, especially among historically underserved and vulnerable students. That's why ISB has dedicated millions of dollars to combat chronic absenteeism through counseling, tutoring, credit recovery, home visits, mentoring, and transportation. And that's why the 2022 Illinois Report Card features a brand new data set. It's an element called the Equity Journey Continuum to help districts track their progress toward closing gaps in student achievement and opportunities. So we will keep working to build an education system that works for everyone, coming up with new ideas, with programs and investments to help students of every background. To the educators who have joined us here today, you are heroes. You really are heroes. Yeah. I know that you've faced many trials and tribulations these past few years, and you've continued to put your all into supporting our students day in and day out. You are molding the next generation of great minds in Illinois, and I am very proud of the work and commitment that you've put forward. To the extraordinary students in our state, your generation is imbued with the kind of resilience that many never have been imbued with in their lifetimes, a resilience that you've had to develop to get through each day, no matter the obstacles. It hasn't been easy, but you've done it. And so when tough moments come later in your lives, remember what you've managed through already, and remember that your state is rooting for you. We are really cheering you on. Let's give them a big round of applause. To our parents and families and communities, I know that with resilient students that work this hard, with educators who persevere in adversity, with schools that have kept our communities safer, Illinois' best days are ahead of us. And with that, it is my great pleasure to introduce our illustrious state superintendent, Carmen Ayala.
Thank you, Governor Pritzker. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you to Dr. Truesdale, Principal Kavanaugh, and all of the Morton West High School students and staff for being such gracious hosts today. You know, I'm really, really happy to be here today to celebrate that 1 year into our recovery efforts. We're definitely on the right track. Here at J. Sterling Morton West High School, which serves the predominantly Hispanic student body that is nearly 80% low income, the 2022 graduation rate jumped almost 7% in a single year. And this trend is happening at high schools across Illinois. As a state in 2022, students reached the highest four-year graduation rate in 12 years, and it's driven by the gains of our Black and Hispanic students. We also saw the rate of ninth graders on track to graduate increase also for our Black and Hispanic students. The percentage of high school graduates who had to enroll in remedial courses at Illinois community colleges reached an all-time low. And the number of students that are taking dual credit and career and technical education courses hit a five-year high. And since our host today, Morton West High School, was the National Advanced Placement District of the Year in 2016, I should also mention that high school seniors in Illinois took and passed more advanced placement exams last year than ever before. Our high school seniors passed more than 200,000 advanced placement exams, and this will earn them college credit at any public university or community college in Illinois. Think about it. That's truly a remarkable accomplishment, and it's thanks to Governor Pritzker's commitment that waived the fee, the exam fees, for low-income students. When we look at all of these data points in totality, they absolutely tell us that our students are well on their way to recovery. Last year, the Illinois State Board of Education partnered with the Illinois P20 Council, and we engaged hundreds of experts and stakeholders from around the state to develop our nationally acclaimed Learning Renewal Resource Guide. The guide encourages school districts to select from 12 evidence-based strategies to guide local spending, and they include tutoring, after-school programs, trauma-informed practices, and mental health community partnerships. Guided by these strategies and supported by state grants, schools like Morton West are implementing transformative programs to close achievement gaps. And last year, our students grew more in a single year than they did even before the pandemic. And of course, the backbone of these initiatives are our teachers. Thanks to a myriad of teacher recruitment and retention initiatives led by the state, from raising the minimum teacher salary to creating pipelines into the profession that start in high school, teacher retention reached a 9-year high last year. And the total number of teachers in the profession grew for the 4th year in a row. The reason we are here today, celebrating gains after 2 years of unprecedented challenges, is because equity works. Equity is the tide in which all boats rise. When we dismantle barriers for our historically excluded students, all students benefit. And I am just so proud of the progress happening in schools across Illinois. Now, we still have work to do, but I have the fullest of confidence in our students, confidence in our teachers, confidence in our families, confidence in our school leaders, that we can emerge from the pandemic with systems of learning that are more equitable and more effective than ever before. Buenas tardes a todos. Gracias al Dr. Truesdale, el director Kavanaugh, y todos los estudiantes y personal de Morton West High School por tan amablemente recibirnos hoy. Estoy tan contenta de estar aquí para celebrar los logros de los estudiantes. Los esfuerzos de los maestros y líderes escolares han dado frutos en forma de crecimiento acelerado de los estudiantes, una retención de maestros más alta y unos niveles de preparación para la universidad y la carrera profesional que han superado lo que teníamos antes de la pandemia. Aquí, en la Escuela Secundaria Morton West, la tasa de graduación del año 2022 aumentó casi un 7% en un solo año. Y esto está ocurriendo en muchas de las escuelas secundarias de Illinois. En el 2022, los estudiantes registraron la tasa de graduación de 4 años más alta en 12 años. Impulsada por las ganancias de los estudiantes afroamericanos e hispanos. También vimos que la tasa de estudiantes del noveno grado que están al camino a graduarse aumentó para nuestros estudiantes afroamericanos e hispanos. Y el número de estudiantes tomando créditos duales y cursos de educación técnica y profesional está más alto que en los últimos 5 años. Y ya son más de 200,000 exámenes en clases avanzadas aprobados por nuestros alumnos de secundaria. Es un logro realmente extraordinario y es gracias al compromiso del gobernador Pritzker de no cobrar las cuotas de los exámenes a los estudiantes de bajos ingresos. El año pasado, nuestros alumnos crecieron más en un año que antes de la pandemia. Estoy tan orgullosa del progreso que está ocurriendo en las escuelas de Illinois. Todavía nos queda trabajo para hacer, pero confío en nuestros estudiantes, confío en nuestros maestros, confío en nuestras familias y confío en nuestros líderes escolares que tenemos aquí en este estado, que es lo que se necesita para continuar logrando. Gracias. Y ahora invito al superintendente de este distrito, el doctor Tim Truesdale.
Thank you, Dr. Ayala. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge all of our staff at Morton District 201 for the support provided to our students every day. And that certainly especially includes our teachers, but I would also like to acknowledge all of our staff at Morton who support our students every day in every job role that there is to make sure our students are successful. We strive every day to make Morton a great place for students to thrive, and that's owing to the culture of our staff here at Morton. Our teachers work tirelessly to provide students an array of programs, as you heard mentioned, to meet our students' college and career paths, from post-secondary opportunities during high school to career and technical education to even extracurricular activities. The trends that you're hearing statewide, you can see those here at Morton as well as in terms of increases in career and technical education, students not needing remedial courses when they reach college. Those trends here at Morton are ones that we know we need to continue to work on, but we are seeing that progress. In an increasingly competitive environment, we've been fortunate to be able to attract and retain the teachers that we need to sustain and grow these opportunities. And I'm proud that our teacher retention rate shows that teachers value the work that we do and are highly invested in our students. And this shows in that teacher retention rate. Many of our teachers, like Mr. Lopez, who I'll introduce just now, are Mustang alumni who want to come back and make a difference. And I'm proud to introduce one of those teachers, David Lopez, an English teacher here at Morton West. Thank you.
Wow. buenas tardes, Morton West. Bienvenidos. My name is David Lopez, and I have been teaching here for 20 years. However, I have been here for 24 years. I am Morton. Yo soy Morton. But wait, that doesn't add up. That's why I'm an English teacher and not a math teacher. Kidding aside, I graduated from Morton High School and I wanted to give back to my community. But as it turns out, the community is giving back to me. Morton has offered me everything imaginable, from the priceless memories with students to the long-lasting friendships with teachers. The reason I state this is because Morton just keeps giving and giving. But here's the reality of life. We all fail at some point in our lives. We have to accept it. We are not going to be the best. We're not always going to be inspirational. We're not going to be good at something some days. I failed in high school. Ironically, I failed my English course. Unfortunately, at that time, Morton did not have the same opportunities as we do now. Now we offer our students a plethora of opportunities. These opportunities keep growing. We have morning connection time to collaborate with our students before class. We have academic support during the day in which we are able to help our students one-on-one. We have Mustang support time after school as well.
And that was the celebration of the 2022 State School Report Card. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker attended this event at Morton West High School, also attended by Illinois State Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Carmen Ayala. And according to their assessment, Illinois did well despite the pandemic. Well, that's all for today. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News, and we invite you to join us again tomorrow. 1 p.m. Until that time, enjoy the rest of your day.